Good afternoon, UCC. Welcome to our show. It's My Life in a Suitcase with Manisha. And today we have an amazing guest with us. So, Anne, this guest has been with us before, and it's the second time we're having the privilege of talking to Britt. Britt, hello. How have you been?
I'm very good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome back to the show. It's lovely to have you with us again today.
Thank you, Manisha.
So, now, before we start our show, there are some things that are happening. As always, we'll be talking about for a few minutes just what's been going on around the world. As you know, the war between Israel and Iran has started, and genocide is still happening in Palestine, and many countries have started taking sides. These are strange days that we are living in at a very important and a very difficult time of history. This is the time that maybe we used to read them in the history books or in our school and used to think what those times were and how people would have felt during those times. And here we are witnessing genocide, witnessing pain, witnessing war, and witnessing so many cruelties that we should not have witnessed during this small age that we have now. But we are, and here we are, witnessing cruelties and insanities of people who are in power. A lot of damage, a lot of loss, and a lot of pain. So many things happening all around the world. It seems that our Mother Earth is bleeding. And it seems that humanity is suffering. But where are we? Where does our sincerity, our loyalty, and our friendships lie to? These are very important days to look within our heart and see who we are and what do we think, what our ideology is, and to actually know that which side we are on. Are we on the side of humanity, no war, peace, happiness, and acceptance for all? Or are we in the side of bombardment, selling of weaponry, killing people, bloodshed, genocide, and cruelty? So, well, with that thought and sending a lot of positive vibes, prayers, and happiness to the world, just trying to think positive that the coming days bring us peace. We don't want any more war. We don't want any more pain in this world. I think humanity has suffered enough. So much is lost in the genocide in Gaza. So much is lost in the starvation and hunger all around the world. So much is lost in the war. So much is lost for women, especially in Afghanistan. And so much is lost all around the world in related to humanity and emotions and peace. So whilst talking to Britt, you've been with us, this is the second time. What are your good memories from last time that you were with us?
I really enjoyed the last show, and I was really excited and proud that you asked me to speak. I was overwhelmed by the positive reaction from the listeners and by the compliments I received, and I was delighted as well with the opportunity to discuss the challenges that people with intellectual disability face in their lives and the attitudes people have in society towards people with intellectual disability.
Oh, that's amazing. It's a privilege for us to have you on the show for the second time. Last time, it was amazing. We talked about different topics and circumstances relating to intellectual disability and people like yourself who are day in and out battling with this condition and being brave and trying their best to cope up with the life. To be honest, we all are struggling with that.
And are well capable, but need to prove ourselves.
That's true. And it is not easy. And it's not easy at all. So So thank you for coming back on the show. So last time I remember, we talked a little bit about traveling, and you told me that you are very much interested in travels, but because the time slot was not enough, you were not able to discuss it more. And I really wanted to know more about your traveling and about your idea and your perspective of the world and what's, you know, and what you have seen. So tell us, how did it all start? How you got interested in traveling? And how did you decide that this is the activity that you enjoy?
Yeah, well, I'm very interested in traveling. In 1997, I traveled to Medjugorje with my mother, and I was very impressed with Medjugorje so much I got the desire for traveling. So after that, I traveled nearly every year to a foreign country, and it was my first time out of the country, and it was an amazing experience to go on holidays and to travel on a plane every year. And I think it is something to look forward to for everyone to go on holidays, and everyone needs it.
That's true. That is a lot of fun, to be honest. And it's good holidays, and traveling does broaden our perspective of life, and, you know, just to see how other people are living, what other cultures are, how other countries are, you know, how other countries are dealing with life. So that's amazing. So being a person with intellectual disability, as you said, well capable, but have to prove yourself, that is not an easy place to be. That's a very difficult place to be at. Have you found that traveling is different for you than other people?
No, traveling for me is pretty straightforward, as I have traveled with my mother nearly every year. I had gotten familiar with travel pretty easy. I was just seemed to look up at the board to see which area you check in at and which area you fly out from.
Yeah.
So I would say from a young age, I was finding the boarding gates from my mother. So I got used to it pretty easy.
Well, that's amazing. That's really great. And as you said, you're well capable, but, you know, this world, oh. And to be honest, it's sad to say, but it's us. We are the people who are making this world. We are the people who has actually, you know, yeah. So that is, you know, I'm laughing, but that is quite shameful. You know, we should not be living in a world where someone so capable as yourself have to constantly tell us and remind us that, no, I'm well capable, so stop that, you know. So have you faced any difficulties, any struggles? You know, like, I would say, like, I first time is very difficult for anyone to travel. And I remember when it was my first time to travel, everything seemed so new, so different. And as you know, when you travel for the first time, many people lose their luggages, many people lose their way. Some people got stranded in the airports, you know, losing their flights and missing their flights. Have any of that happened to you?
Yeah, well, I was flying out to Bulgaria before, and there was a problem with the flight, so we were told to stay in a hotel in Dublin.
Oh.
Because the flight didn't take off. So that was kind of a different issue.
Yeah, so but that was the flight's problem, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the flight's problem.
Yeah, but I have no struggles, really, or no difficulties, really.
Oh, that's really great. So, So tell us, which places have you been to? Which countries have you traveled to?
I have been to Medjugorje, Lourdes, and Fatima, Rome, Assisi, San Giovanni, Egypt, Madrid, Dubrovnik, Poland, Turkey, Lanzarote, Rhodes, Bulgaria, and Termolinos.
Wow, that's quite many places.
Yeah.
So do you? It seems like you're traveling every month. Is it like that?
No. Sometimes I will travel twice a year. Sometimes.
Oh, that's amazing. That's lovely. Then there are quite many. They're quite different places, and with different backgrounds and different cultures, right?
Yeah.
So, would you like to share with us some of your stories, like sweet, bitter, some funny memories?
Well, there would have been a rather unpleasant moment last October when I had to fly out to San Giovanni at short notice to offer support to my mother, and this holiday wasn't planned. So I had to borrow the money from a friend for this holiday. It was an unplanned adventure, but I made the most of it when I was there. So it was kind of enjoyable when I made the most of it.
Yeah. So, were there any, like, share with us more, like, funny stories, sad stories, just bring it all on, you know?
Funny stories. I don't have any really funny stories, but I was in Medjugorje last year and people from the group thought I was being a small bit funny when I said I better not go back to my hotel as I may be caught to say the rosary, as I wanted to meet people for the social side of the pilgrimage and for the chat and a bit of fun, a bit of crack.
So
so it's not all about prayer with me, it's about having a bit of crack as well.
Well, of course, of course. So, any place that you liked more than the others?
I liked Rhodes, and I liked Turkey as well. And I liked Medjugorje too, so they'd be the main. Rhodes, Turkey and Medjugorje.
Okay. Out of all these countries, is there any place that you specifically liked and why?
I liked Medjugorje. It probably stands out if I've travelled there 13 times, so it probably stands out maybe because I like it, because everything is reasonably priced and I enjoyed the atmosphere and I enjoyed travelling with like-minded people, and it probably doesn't hurt that a glass of wine is €2.
Oh, that's good, that's good. So a lot of happiness only for €2 then. Now, comparing to Ireland, do you think traveling to different countries, the tourism, is it different? Is it the same? Do you think there are any drawbacks in tourism around the world?
There probably needs to be more awareness of people with intellectual disabilities. And in towns and cities, there could be volunteers in the streets to help with directions. And there could be help to support you on public transport to make sure you get off at the right stop and to help you with your luggage. And there could be large print for the registration and guest information. And there could be at least one copy of the menu in Braille. And they probably should send staff on disability awareness training courses to raise awareness of disability.
Yeah, definitely. All these places that you travel to, have you found any place that you thought, well, now even like forgetting intellectual disability for a moment, just considering acceptance and inclusion of all people?
Yeah.
Especially people with disability, not specifically talking about intellectual disability, just people with disability. Did you think that these places that you have traveled to, were any of them specifically all inclusive? I mean, did you find that they have tried to make it easier for all people to travel?
And probably Lanzarote is probably pretty accessible. Like they've adopted mobility scooters and wheelchairs, and they kind of they probably tried a lot to make it more inclusive, maybe.
And did it make you feel better? Did it make you feel happy to see that
they're making a small bit of an effort?
Yeah. Because you see, we are like in the hearts, we are all the same. You know, like these disabilities that we see, they are present, but they are all physical, you know. But in the hearts, we are all the same. I'm sure everybody in their heart, they want to be accepted and respected and have access to all sorts of facilities. So, for example, when you went to Lanzarote and you saw that they have put a bit of effort than the other countries, how did they make you feel?
It makes me feel very happy, and it is very kind of nice, and they are very positive, like, to kind of do that
Yeah. That's true. That's true. While we keep talking to Britt here, let's listen to a lovely, lovely song. And then we'll be back and we'll continue our discussion with Britt. And let's see if I can find something good today to listen to. Okay. I'm just having a bit of problem with the... Okay, I'm just having a bit of problem with the machinery here, you know. Sometimes always, you know, like problems with technology. I'm not that good with that. So, well, let's enjoy this and we'll be back soon. Welcome back. You're listening to Radio UCC 98.3 FM. Oh, I'm so sorry. Today I'm having some trouble with with all this machinery here, I'm unable to get into my Spotify list, but I'm trying my best. Hopefully, I will win against the machine. So let's continue talking to Brit. So Brit, last time when we met, you were telling me about some of your dreams and you were telling me about your job and you were telling me that your dream is to find a job in UCC. And has any of those dreams come true yet? What's happening with that?
Yeah, well, recently I got two jobs in UCC at the moment. I got one in the student center.
Yeah?
And I got one in the main rest.
Look at that. Not only one job, two jobs. Oh, that's great. That's amazing.
Because they were saying at the graduation someday, would you like to join us for a staff member? So I didn't think that dream would come true. But,
but that is coming true now.
Yeah.
And that is amazing. That is amazing.
I'm using the cash register over in the student center. They thought it would be too difficult for me, but I proved them all wrong.
Oh, that's amazing. There is no power that can stop you, Brit. You're an amazing, amazing person and a very, very strong woman. So how do you feel about your jobs now? Have you started already or is there a starting time?
Yeah, I started the one in the student center and mm-hmm. I got a part-time permanent position in mm-hmm. the main rest. So,
oh, that's amazing.
It is a stepping stone for a better employment anyway. It's
definitely, definitely. And this is showing that the world is going towards better tomorrows.
Yeah.
We are becoming better. So there is some hope for us. There is some hope for us anyways. So what do you like about your new jobs?
I really like serving customers, mm-hmm. the interaction, mm-hmm. and it is really nice that I got that opportunity and that I was trusted in that capacity.
Yeah, definitely. You know, not many of us can say that we have got our dreams. So you're very lucky. And I'm sure you have put a lot of hard work in reaching to that position. How does it feel to get your dreams and that also twice, like not only once, but twice, like a double dream? How do you feel?
I feel very... we're proud that it all happened, so, and was happy and fulfilled, like.
Do you think the course that you were studying, the one I kept saying the wrong name last time,
yeah.
and I still don't know it, what was it?
Disability in Inclusive Practice.
Yeah. So do you think that course that you're doing in UCC, Has that brought any better impact in your life?
Yeah, it has enhanced my life. Probably I'll be undertaking a 12-week work placement now, so maybe there might be an opportunity for me to get into the council, so they're working on that. So it's kind of pretty hopeful at the moment.
That's amazing. That's really great. So tell us more. Today it seems to be like a kind of a quiet afternoon with me not being able to play proper songs because my list is gone and I cannot get it done. You know, I cannot bring it on this equipment. I don't know how to deal with that. But it's okay. That is what life is. Sometimes we have good days and sometimes we have bad days. But the thing is to be happy always and, you know, enjoy even the difficult moments. So that will, you know, I hope even that can bring some positivity in our life. So there's this song called Galway Girl.
Yeah.
Right? That you want us to play on the show today. Is there a reason that you really like the song?
Yeah, because I like going to Galway, and
yeah.
It is a lovely place. I've been to Galway a lot, so I just like the place, and so it's going to be a good song.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and what is this, like, what is in Galway that you like so much?
I like Salt Hill. Like the promenade, just walk around it, and Galway City. I stayed there a lot in the Galway Bay Hotel. That's my favorite hotel.
Oh, that's amazing. And you know, there's one more special thing about Galway, and that is that Tommy Tiernan lives there. And you know Tommy Tiernan, right? Yes. I think everybody knows him, though. I really, 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 really like him. He's like, he's the best, in my opinion, he's the best comedian out there. And of course, a host. And it's very interesting because I used to watch Tommy Tiernan's shows before coming to Ireland. And when I came there, I got a chance to go in Cork Theatre and listen to one of his shows live. And it was such an amazing moment. So yeah, Galway is pretty much very, very beautiful place. And also many lovely people, including Tommy Tiernan, live there. So let's listen to this song. If that is the correct one that I'm playing here, by the way, let's listen to that and then we'll be back in a few moments.
With an Englishman, kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance. I met her on Grafton Street, right outside of the bar. She shared a cigarette with me while her brother played the guitar. She asked me, what does it mean? The Gaelic ink on your arm. Said it was one of my friend's songs. Do you wanna drink on? She took Jamie as a chaser, Jack for the fun. She got Arthur on the table with Johnny riding a shotgun. Chatted some more, one more drink at the bar. Then put Van on the jukebox, got up to dance. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance with my pretty little girl. Beat me at pool and then she kissed me like there was nobody else in the room. As last orders were called was when she stood on the stool after dancing to Kaylee singing to trad tunes. I never heard Carrick Fergus ever sung so sweet. A cappella in the bar using her feet for a beat. Oh, I could have that voice playing on repeat for a week. And in this packed out room where she was singing to me. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance, my pretty little girl. I was holding her hand was holding mine. Our coats both smell of smoke, whiskey and wine. As we fill up her lungs with the cold air of the night. I walked her home, then she took me inside to finish some Doritos and another bottle of wine. I swear I'm gonna put you in a song that I write about a Galway girl and a perfect night. She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance, my pretty little girl.
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio UCC 98.3 FM and I'm your host Manisha and My Life in a Suitcase. And we have today with us the lovely, lovely, amazing superwoman, Brid. Yeah. So Brid, this was a lovely song, by the way. Thank you so much. I haven't heard it before, so this was the first time and I really, really enjoyed it. It's amazing. So now you have seen a lot of the world now. And you have been traveling, you have got a lot of experience from school life, university life, and now yourself working as a staff member in UCC. But as we talked last time, you mentioned that people with intellectual disability, they are well capable of doing a lot of jobs, but somehow we kind of have thought that if there's a word disability attached with something, there must be something less, which is not true.
They are mostly cleaning tables or working in shops. that's where they're mostly. So you must kind of think outside the box, really, and give them a chance in other areas.
Definitely, definitely. Why do you think, what do you think that there are other areas of life? Like, what is your opinion that there are other areas of life where people with intellectual disability doesn't have that inclusion or doesn't have that number of recruitments or to be honest, just any type of inclusion? Where do you think those areas of life specifically are?
In sport, like, you're not really it's hard to be included in mainstream sport, mm-hmm. because if you have an intellectual disability, you could have difficulty in kind of coordination. So it'd be, and you could be a bit slower, like, so it's, so if I don't think it's hard for the mainstream clubs to kind of support you because they don't really give you a chance. I don't know. It's not them, but it's kind of hard.
No, but you're really right about that, because I don't think we should always be just judging people based on their abilities, on their physical characteristics. There are things that we are not in control of. You know, okay, first of all, we should not be judging anybody, because if we stop judging others and look in our own selves, we will know that there are so many discrepancies that we have, you know. But when we try to judge other people, we kind of forget, like, what are our own problems or our own negativities, and we just think about other people and say, well, that person has this thing or that person is like that, and this judgment is kind of something that is hurting the world a lot. So now, first, we should...
They kind of signal a person out, in my experience. If you join a kind of a mainstream sports club, they kind of signal you out, maybe.
Yeah.
And kind of put you kind of over to one side, maybe, sometimes.
What about Olympics? Like, what about international or national Olympics? Are there any people from intellectual disability community representing, or no?
Like, they're joint Special Olympics clubs only, mm-hmm. and but you can represent Ireland in them. I represented Ireland in Ireland Games in the Special Olympics. So
you did?
Yeah.
There is so much about you that I don't know. Why are you not giving this information? Brit, you need to tell us these things. Come on. This is now, this is the second time I've invited you on the show, because I know there are so many things about you that you are not telling us. So tell us about this experience.
Yeah, I joined Special Olympics in a few different clubs, and mm-hmm. I went to Ireland Games in 2014 in soccer. It was an amazing experience. There was a lot of people down there and supporting us, and there was a mighty buzz down in Limerick. The buzz was very good.
Wow, that's amazing. And how that experience feel, like, you know, being in the field and so many people cheering on? And
I really enjoyed it, and it was a brilliant atmosphere, and everybody was just so happy. And
wow. You know, I come from a background, I come from Afghanistan. That's a country where women are not allowed to do sports anymore. And as a child, at the time when I was a child, we were not allowed to do sports at all. But slowly, slowly, in the past 20 years, we changed that, you know, that dynamic. And women started to do sports, but by that time, I wasn't a young girl anymore, though I loved to participate in any sport. I was an avid fan of cricket, and I wanted to be in a cricket team, but, you know, but I didn't have that chance. But in Ireland, my daughter has that chance, so she has joined the soccer team, and you have had that chance, and you have done so well for yourself, and I think that is pretty amazing. But still, as you said, we need more. We need more of this. We need more inclusion in the mainstream sports. So what else? What are the other areas that you think that people should be, like, people with intellectual disability should be included?
when we should be kind of sport and just do hobbies like instruments, learn how to play an instrument. And like people often said to me, are you doing piano just for your coordination? But I'm entitled to play as well, learn a tune, not just because I have a disability, to get a better technique with fingers or that. Like, I'm entitled to play as well for enjoyment, just the same as anybody else. So people have a wrong, bad attitude sometimes.
Yeah.
And a bit negative sometimes when they kind of say something like that. Like,
yeah, it must be so hurtful.
Yeah,
it must be so hurtful. That's the thing. That's what I'm talking about. It's the judgments. You know, I just don't understand. Like, why as humans we want to judge other people? And it's not correct. Because if we are sitting on the other side of the table or on the other side of the finger that we are pointed on, you know, to somebody else, if we are on the other side, then we would know that that is not a very easy place to be. And people like you are very strong. You are very brave because despite all those judgments, you still thrive, you still make them understand that they're very, very wrong in what they say. And here you are, done so much, been so many places. So is there any place that you have traveled to and you have found it's very strange, or the people are very strange, or the culture is very strange? Any place like that you have traveled to and you've thought, what are these people doing here? Like, what type of a culture is this?
Probably just a few holy places.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're very, very holy. They kind of do a lot of praying and singing. Maybe Jerusalem.
You see
them at the Wailing Wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Muslims. And that was a different culture.
Yeah, very, very different culture there. That's true. That's true. Very, very different culture.
And maybe Medjugorje as well. I was present for Our Lady appearing
mm-hmm.
at the mountain one night, and there'd be silence like when Our Lady appears. Some people said they saw Our Lady and they saw the sun dancing, but I never saw it.
Are you a religious person yourself?
Well, I like going to the holy places to meet the people and to for the social side, and I pray, but I'm not that holy. But I like to have a drink at night and to have a bit of a balance as well. A small bit of prayer, a small bit of enjoyment as well, and kind of having a cup of coffee and just relaxing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And well, that balance is very important. That balance is really, really important in life. So before we move on, let's listen to another amazing song. I have no clue what that song is going to be or what will anything come out of this song, because I don't have my playlist, but I'm going to play something and we will all listen to it. It might be a surprise to me and also to you all. So let's see what comes out of it.
Жду каждый день, как поезд прибудет, и в нем будут те, кто смотрит глазами яснее зеркал. Вот черт, что-то поезд опять припоздал. Стою я тут в зиму и летом стою, как школьник каникул взволнованно жду. Я жду на перроне, когда будет день, и люди вернутся, людей. А родина что? Дом, человек, квартира, работа, страна или нет? Как много вопросов, я жду свой ответ. Я жду на перроне ответ. А люди, вернувшись, раскинут свой свет. Широкий спид, пошире ракет. Так бережно скажут, смотря мне в глаза, что родина — это планета Земля.
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio UCC 98.3 FM. Well, this was a very surprising song, wasn't it? I'm still trying to search my own Spotify list, but I ended up searching a Spotify list by the name of Manisha, but that is not me. And I played one song, and it was Russian, but it was fun. It was Russian because I just know one Russian word, and that is niet, which means no. So I don't know what all the song meant, but it was fun to listen to. So let's continue our chat with Brit. So Brit, we were talking about religious and praying. Yeah. Do you believe that prayers can calm us, or do you think prayers have any effect in our life?
I think so, because I was just discussing there with a friend there a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. telling her all about my successes, and she texted me back and she said, prayer is always, always answered, Breed, in God's way and God's time.
Yeah.
And it fills us with joy. So she's probably right, because a lot has happened for me this year, but it takes a while, but it's all my prayers were probably answered.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, that is so true. It's always in God's time.
Because I'm staying in Cork twice a week, mm-hmm. and I wanted the two jobs Thursday accommodation, so
yeah.
I really was praying I'd get a job, so it all worked out very nicely.
Wow, that's amazing. And you know, that's so true. It's like God answers prayers in his own time, and that's true, you know. And maybe that time is the best time, you know, that time is the best time. So tell me this, now that you have two amazing jobs here at the campus, what will happen to your job in EBS? It was EBS, right, if I remember correctly?
They didn't renew the contract at the moment, so I'm waiting now, hopefully, again, sometime in the future, maybe.
Okay, so see, that is a good timing then.
Yeah.
That is a good timing that the prayer was answered then, you know? Okay. Do you miss your old job?
Yeah, I really enjoyed working in EPS, mm-hmm. and everybody was so nice there. I really liked the work, and I liked the interaction with the staff as well. So it was a win-win situation.
That's true. A lot is happening now in the field of inclusion, especially with people with disability, including people with intellectual disability. And we had a friend of yours, or maybe a colleague of yours, Claire, on the show like a few months back. And I saw a picture of her the other day with one of the ministers. Is that true?
She went to the Oireachtas to talk about disability matters, about housing and about stuff going on in the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities.
Okay. And have you seen...
discrimination and... about inclusion and about employment, how we are entitled to be included in work and have the right support in a job.
Oh, that is amazing. That's really, really great. And
the housing document for applying for social housing should be an easy read.
Yeah, that's true, because I remember we were discussing on the show that
the process is very complicated and
very. And there's no assistance at all, there is no help at all, and then she was saying that we need to have our own houses, we need to be independent. So what are your thoughts on that? Like right now at the moment, Do you think it is, it like, are you living independently, or if not, do you like to live independently, or is there any facilities there, any help from the government? I mean,
I'm living with my mother, but I live independently, mm-hmm. so pretty much independently. So.
Have you known any other people who have problems with the housing regarding to the filling applications or having an assistance? Or is there any changes after Claire has talked about these issues?
There, it should be made in easy read, but there's no changes at the moment. They're working on it, I presume.
Mm-hmm. What are your opinion on this? Like, in
it should be in easy read, and there should be more support with the housing application form, and there should be more support in employment as well to get you into a job and for you to maintain the job.
And what type of support that would be, like
a job coach, maybe somebody to support you in the job until you got confident in the job, maybe.
Yeah. Earlier you were talking about different people with intellectual disability on the job, with intellectual disability, they are getting only jobs like cleaning the tables. Or why do you think it is like that?
Because it's hard to prove yourself with an intellectual disability. Because people have said to me, they thought maybe it might be too overwhelming for me, or maybe that's what people might be thinking, maybe. So it is hard to prove yourself.
So
they might think it might be just too much for you, well, that kind of thing.
But
that mightn't be the case at all.
Yeah, so again, we should not be doing judgments.
Yeah.
We should be thinking that people with disability are well capable of doing a job, unless until they themselves tell us that, look, this is too much for me. I can do this, but I don't want to do this, you know. So do you feel that annoying that a lot of that keeps happening?
Yeah, I feel it very annoying, because I really wanted the chance to prove myself using the cash register. Mm-hmm. And I thought I would be very well able, but they thought maybe it might be too overwhelming. But then I, so somebody asked or whatever, and it happened.
Well, that's us. That's the life, and we should not, again, I think this is again, we should not be judging anybody, especially with people with intellectual disability. They might be better than us. Well, Brett, honestly, you are funnier than me. And I still remember our last show. Like that sentence that you said, it was so funny, because I remember I kept mispronouncing a word. And then you're finally headed. You're like, come on, this is the word now. Stop. Stop it. So, tell me more. Is there anything else you would like to talk about in your daily life or around you, or anything that you want to, bring attention to in relation to intellectual disability?
Well, not to judge people, that was already mentioned, and about attitudes and about these services don't fit everybody's needs.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't do a lot in day services for people with a mild intellectual disability. Sometimes there's very little going on there that would interest the person. So more has to be done in that area.
What are your suggestions? What can be done? Maybe somebody out there listening to us, and they can bring some changes.
But there needs to be more money, mm-hmm. funding maybe, to put on more in the day services, because usually in a day services you go out and do education outside of the day service with an education board training center, so there's not much, or they might suggest that you do a course maybe in UCC or maybe something like that. So there's not much going on, really. So, and
yeah,
there's no really support sometimes to get you a job. There's some people in the day services, like, very capable of working in day services, and they have no job, but they are very, very well capable of working.
Yeah, definitely. Like there should be capacity building courses. There should be courses to you know, to introduce different jobs, different skills, different techniques. Like, we cannot just always just think that if people have intellectual disability, we should be able to categorize them, we should be able to help them to get their dream job, reach where they want to reach. Basically the same training we're giving all other children, all other students, all other people. So that should be inclusive. It shouldn't be like, you know, like just thinking that maybe they are not capable of doing that, or as you said, it is overwhelming for them. We might 100% be wrong, you know. Yeah. We might 100% be wrong about their capacities and their capabilities. Since you have started your job in UCC, how do you feel now? How do you feel that, you know, now you're working, you're part of the staff now in the same place you were just studying a few months back ago, and you got graduated from there, right?
Yeah. But I'm still doing the course at the moment, but I got two kind of jobs when I'm not in college, like.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, but still your course is still not ended then?
No, not at the moment.
Okay.
One more week, and then I'll be going on a 12-week placement as part of that, so hopefully something good will come out of that then.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely it will.
And I'm hoping to go into office administration. That's my key area. If there's any employers out there, maybe,
yeah.
I would like if they gave me a chance, maybe a working with you, because I'm very, very capable.
You definitely are. And what would be your places of choice to work? Like what is the work that you really like to do?
Office administration.
Mm-hmm.
Work, but people said to me that that will never happen for you. So down before, like that, I wasn't able. Like teachers in school might said it, like it'd be too hard for me. So I'll have to prove people wrong.
Definitely, you definitely have to, and you know, just to be honest and tell people out there, they are really, really wrong. I'm sorry, but you're wrong. Oprah is much more capable than how you people, like how anyone, if you think it is not, it's not true. And I think you'll be really, really good at that job that you like. You'll be really good as an office administrator. You'll be really, really great. So we'll just take a short break, and while listening to this lovely song from Amy Winehouse, now finally I found a song that would love to play, and we'll listen to Back to Black, and then we'll be back to our show.
Tiny penny.
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio UCC 98.3 FM, and I'm your host, Manija, and My Life in a Suitcase. So today was kind of a quiet but friendly show, and I'm having loads of fun with Bree talking here about her life and her achievements and her dreams that have come true and how hardworking she is, and she's still trying to reach that top, that point where she can prove that she is far more capable of what we perceive. So, Bree, what are your aims, ambitions, dreams?
A job.
Mm-hmm.
In my area of interest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like in office administration, like a part-time permanent position, like around 20 hours a week.
Yeah,
would be okay.
Well, I really wish that you get that job, and you definitely will. You are very, very capable of that. And as you said, God listens to our prayers in his own time. And you will get that. We'll keep praying, and I'll keep you in my prayers, and you keep me in your prayers. Okay. And hopefully we'll both, you know, reach to a point where we want to reach, and I'm sure you will reach that point. And well, look, it's just been a few months, I think not more than 3 months, and we are here with each other again, and you have reached two amazing goals, and we're about which you talked about last time. So I'm sure by the next time I'll invite you in the show, you will have more to tell us, more progress, more advancement. And thank you very much for coming to the show today. Do you have any message that you want to tell any message that you want to give to anyone else out there, maybe someone who is struggling in life and they're thinking if they will be able to make it? Would you like to give any message?
I would just like them as to keep on trying and don't lose heart and don't give up, and for the people out there, kind of don't underestimate them. Just give them a chance.
That's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. Thank you for that. Thank you so much, Bree, for coming with us today on the show. And my apologies if I mispronounce your name in the first few. I did that again, but I will not do it again. Now I know your name is very beautiful, and apologies. Sometimes it's the cultural differences, you know, but I am learning. I'm an avid quick learner. I'm learning. So thank you so much for coming on the show. And I hope that I'll have you again, and we'll talk more about around this issue. And thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Manija, for having me.
You're very welcome.
I really enjoyed the show.
Thank you. So did I. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This was our show for today, and we'll meet each other same place, same time, next Monday with another amazing guest.